So Ford Motor Company, marking a major milestone toward its next EV platform, it started production of their prismatic cells. It's a new slurry to coating formation, and it all helps their EV battery production. Let's talk about it with Brianna Noble, the auto and business reporter for the Detroit News. Brianna, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So first of all, what is Ford doing here? And then is this a solution to the price problem for electric vehicles?
Yeah, great question. So Ford has started what is called D-sample production at their Marshall battery plant. D-sample is one step after C-sample, which means that they're one step closer to launching actual production of cells that could go into production vehicles. Yeah. This means that they're using all of the material that would go into production batteries. The batteries are, you know, going through the whole system, but it's just a step towards producing cells for validation and testing right now that will be used in their next generation electric vehicles, starting with an all-electric midsize pickup that is set to launch next year. And on the question of affordability, yes, these are specifically lithium iron phosphate batteries, which don't use more costly materials like nickel and cobalt, and that will significantly help to reduce the cost of electric vehicles, since batteries represent the most significant cost in an EV.
Because this, Brianna, is really, you know, kind of a turning point, I would think, in the global EV race, because these batteries could help it, you know, Ford compete with the lower cost Chinese EV.
Yes. So there already are LFP batteries that exist in available vehicles on the market today, including Ford's own Mustang Mach-E. However, these are the first LFP batteries that are being produced in the United States for automotive application. And so right now, the LFP batteries that are in the market are coming from China. So this allows the United States to have a production of LFP batteries that don't rely necessarily on the Chinese supply chain. And that's been really emphasized by Ford executives as important for supply chain resiliency and national security.
What kind of cost cutting are we looking at here? Are we looking at maybe offsetting the incentives that are no longer there for electric vehicles? Are we talking about $15,000, $20,000? Like how significant would this savings be to buyers?
It can be very significant. The battery of an electric vehicle can represent as much as 40% of the cost of total cost of the vehicle. Ford has already communicated that the midsize pickup truck that they're planning on launching next year is expected to have a starting price around $30,000. Right now, the average price of a electric vehicle is closer to the $60,000 range. So this represents much more accessibility for consumers.
So the plant already employs about 500 people, could eventually reach 1,700 jobs. So you got 11,500 people who applied for jobs, production operator wages, $27 an hour, technicians above $46 an hour. One of the workers described the plant as futuristic, touchscreens and autonomous vehicles and strict cleanliness standards. Is this what the next generation of auto manufacturing was going to look like?
Yeah, definitely. This is a plant that looks a lot different than a traditional, you know, manufacturing plant that people may have seen or, you know, taken a tour of the Rouge. This plant is highly automated. A lot of the employees are working directly with robots and are being trained in how to, like, human-machine interface technologies. And so there's a lot more technical expertise that is often required for these types of positions. The folks who are being hired for these roles, you know, they go through a series of classroom work and then also hands-on work as well in terms of their training. And there's different levels that operators go through in order to sort of progress along the way until they can sort of operate the machines independently. And Ford has received training help from CATL, which is a major producer of electrical vehicle batteries in China. The company is licensing technology from CATL to produce these batteries. However, that's the extent of their partnership. This isn't a joint venture or anything like that. These workers are completely Ford employees. Ford completely owns the operations of the plant as well.
Mm. I was going to bring that up. I'm glad you brought it up, because this connection to China, that was one of the big criticisms of these EV productions in the first place when it was coming to Michigan, was the Chinese connection. And Ford says that, as you write in your piece, Ford has said it allowed it to reshore the supply chain otherwise that would come from China. So are we seeing a transition to where Ford is going to be able to build these batteries all by themselves without that connection to China?
Yes. So the technology itself is a licensing agreement with CATL, which is based in China. Mm-hmm. So that is a part of the manufacturing of these cells. However, it's being completely done by Ford. Ford also has emphasized the materials that are going into the batteries are completely sourced from friendly nations around the world as well. And so they've really emphasized that this effort is something that is being done in order to create a domestic supply chain versus relying on the foreign production of these LFP battery cells. And Ford is the first to be able to produce that type of chemistry for the EV application.
Mm. Brianna Noble, great stuff. Great piece in the Detroit News. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Meanwhile, General Motors and Ford are positioning themselves to capture a share of the U.S. defense manufacturing build out. And that's something that we've seen, obviously, with Selfridge. The defense side of things is really coming to Michigan as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is obviously with everything that's going on. Obviously, our history is the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
Yes.
And we are now being looked again as a military production hub. And analysts are saying that hundreds of billions of dollars in potential government contracts are on the table for automakers to show what they're doing. GM is already aggressively pursuing new partnerships with Lockheed Martin, for example. And this production would include a wide range of military use vehicles.
Well, that's great news for us.
Yeah, because, you know, again, you're diversifying the portfolio.
There you go.
Right?
That's
it. And then who does that benefit? Ultimately, obviously, benefits the companies, but it's going to benefit us.
Us, too. Yeah.
People in this community that work for these companies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I am going to sell you this pen.
Okay. You're going to sell me the pen?
I'm going to sell you this pen on the other side. And if we don't go into the 8 o'clock hour with you being a tried and true... If we don't get into the 8 o'clock hour without you wearing a scarf and chanting, soccer slogans.
FIFA shirt on.
I don't know what to do for you. It's coming up on JR Morning.
Michigan summers mean outdoor adventure and fun, but high temperatures shouldn't break your budget. Count on Consumers Energy to help you make the most of this season and your budget with tips and ways to save. Making small changes like shifting some energy use to the morning or evening and raising your thermostat a couple of degrees. Doing laundry at night or on the weekends can help you lower your bill while keeping your home comfortable. Discover more ways to beat the heat at consumersenergy.com/summer.